We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. His name is Wojo. And we can do it without any guilt and say, Happy New Year!
Well, let me be the first to say on these airwaves, how's everybody doing in the new year? Everything good?
Everything's wonderful, yeah. Woj. We're just searching for coaches, searching for general managers. The question, though, I want to start with as far as in coaching is, do we know where Jim Harbaugh is? Do we know where he's going? And do we need to know by the end of the week?
Boy, those are great questions. Where in the world is Jim Harbaugh?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you'd love to know as soon as possible, by the end of the week, certainly. Do you need to know then? Well, only if you don't trust what's happening. And I understand that people don't necessarily trust exactly what's happening. Is he still trying to look at the NFL? I know he did before. I don't think there's anything there for him. Here's the one hang-up that it struck me earlier this morning. Like, what's going on? It's pretty clear his intention is to come back because he fired Don Brown and has been talking, trying to put together a staff. And it's pretty clear that he's been given a contract extension offer that maybe he didn't love because he didn't sign it right away. Maybe we're looking at the wrong negotiation, though, right now. Maybe instead of Harbaugh negotiating his contract extension further, maybe the hang-up is he's struggling to negotiate for his assistant coaches. He has to put together a staff, and it could be a complete overhaul. It could be a partial overhaul. It could be big names. It could be medium names. And we know money is not plentiful right now. I do wonder if Ward Manuel or whoever has given him, in his mind, enough to put together the type of staff he wants to come back, and could that be the delay?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Woj, because, you know, the contracts for some of the coaches are going to be up by this weekend. So they either need to be re-upped or we're going to have to figure out what's going on with some of the assistants along with what's going on with Coach Harbaugh.
Yes, Mr. Jansen, JJ, I call you, John Jansen.
Thank you.
But I think the coaches that are coming back have been told, and listen, is Harbaugh being kind of hard-headed and selfish, maybe, or is he looking out for his assistant coaches? But think about this, too. You're right. Most of their contracts expire next Monday, January 11th. They can be extended on a month-by-month basis while they explore further.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, far from ideal, but everything about this has been far from ideal. But, and I'd ask you, John, I think it's lame and it looks bad and optics and everything. I'm not a big optics guy. But because they have the recruiting class locked down, I know there's the later signing date in February. What is the urgency right now to lock it all down and announce it? If in fact you feel like you have a deal with him, he's coming back and he wants to have everything in order, his staff in order before he announces it. What do you think? And I'm asking honestly because I don't know. What is the damage going to be if this drags out longer?
Well, it's in my opinion, it's the optics. It's waiting for somebody to make a decision. And that's what we don't know is the hang-ups. Like, is the hang-up on Michigan's side? Is the hang-up on Jim Harbaugh's side? Is it on the assistant coaches? What is it that is holding this up? And, you know, you and I and Stoney and everybody else is left to try and connect the dots. And we may be right in that there is a contract extension offered. And maybe it's something that Jim Harbaugh he said, hey, I'll sign it when I come back, because we all know he's got his quirks. So we just don't know what is going on. And I think the longer it goes on, the worse it plays in the for alumni, for football alumni, in the media, for the public perception, everything.
But you mentioned the word optics, both of you, and to me, that is just, who cares about that stuff? What bothers me is, you know, there are positions of need on this football team going forward. And if they don't have somebody there, and I know what's the recruiting guy, Matt Dudek, the transfer portal, if you're in that portal and Michigan is interested in you and you're not sure who the, you know, assistant coach is or that, I mean, that could hurt you. That's what I'm concerned with as a fan.
I agree with that. It's not a good look, and even for getting a good look, it's not good business necessarily.
No.
But it doesn't sound like recruits. I don't hear from people, you know, recruits or parents of recruits saying, you know, this is ridiculous. I don't know what's who's. I think people have been told things and told in confidence, and Harbaugh is obsessed, historically, but this time more than ever, with no leaks. And it's been his style forever. It's how he slipped out of the 49ers and came to Michigan when no one in the NFL thought that was going to happen. So I think there are things going on behind the scenes. Obviously, there are things going on. I still contend the hang-up is nailing down the rightest. Because not only did he have to change some staff and fire Don Brown, he's got to hit a couple of home runs on the assistant coach hires. And there are some big names that are out there that have been mentioned. But like John said, we can speculate all we want. I have my theories. I just laid out one of them. I do think he has expressed his intention to return to everybody else that matters. But, like, you can say that. But once you sign on the dotted line, you have no more leverage. What if he wants to get a big name, big expensive defensive coordinator? Once you sign on the dotted line, if Michigan wants to hold the line, as it should to a certain degree, on salaries, then you've lost all leverage. So you're right. We're left to connect dots. But I don't – they're moving dots. That's the problem. It's hard because there's different assistants apparently in the mix. But it's not lethal yet in my mind. It's not. At some point when he signs it, if he signs it, when he signs it, I think people will forget about this machination, at least in the short term.
Now, you mentioned big names. John and I have talked about this a little bit on the air. The name that's come up to certain circles is Oregon offensive coordinator and former head coach of Mississippi State, Joe Moorhead. Now, of course, everybody who doesn't want Moorhead.
Oh, Lord.
But,
oh, God.
But
I'm against the hire just for that reason, because Sony will do that every day.
No, I won't.
I should hire Willie Beavers.
I mean, he worked with Josh Gattis at Penn State. That would definitely be interesting, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know what? People get involved, they're in shape, pull up and coordinators, co-defensive coordinators, whatever. Lots of major programs. Alabama has done that many times. It really comes down to how much money do you want to spend. And I think Michigan, some people at Michigan feel like they've actually, outside of the huge salary for Harbaugh and their coordinators, they've actually been a little bit behind the ball compared to the Alabamas and Ohio States as far as big, even more expensive staffs. And so there, you mentioned Moorhead, there's lots of names out there for the defensive coordinator position. Like, I mean, how expensive would somebody like Charlie Strong be?
Yeah. But he's not, is he doing anything right now? I don't even know.
No, I think he's currently watching film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Or even, I know Muschamp turned down a chance to go back to Texas at D.C. All right, let's flip to the Lions a little bit. Ed Dodd's name came up as an interview prospect for Carolina. I have not heard his name mentioned with the Lions yet. Should we be alarmed at that at all? That, you know, everybody seems to love this guy, or does it just mean maybe he doesn't want to come to Detroit?
Well, it could be either one of those for sure. And you know, kid, Stoney.
Yeah.
Let me sit you down here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be alarmed at every GM hire around the league before the Lions hire their GM, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
No, I'm not. I see what Houston's doing, and they're trying to do the Patriot way, which we know doesn't work very
right.
well.
Which is lame.
I know.
For every name that goes off the board that you maybe, ooh, that'd be, there's a lame name, a Patriot headed to Houston. So, no, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't get overly concerned until, first of all, I think the Lions are you know, shooting for the moon first and checking out John Schneider in Seattle and Kevin Colbert in Pittsburgh.
Yes, indeed. And Colbert just has – his contracts are just year to year from what I'm told.
I know, and until you know you have any shot one way or the other with either one of those two home run hires, then you don't hire anybody else until you're told no by both of those guys, in my mind.
Well, and I agree, and I'm curious your take, because we are starting to see the coaches that aren't in the playoffs and those that have bye weeks getting interviews this week. Do you think the Lions will go with the head coaching hire before they settle on a GM?
I don't think they will. I know Rod Wood said that, but he's just keeping it open all possibilities. I do think one thing the Lions have learned from past mistakes is don't box yourselves. And they clearly wanted a Patriot guy, then they let the Patriot guy get a Patriot guy. They box. You got to keep Stafford. You got to keep Caldwell. Whatever. They know they have to stop doing that and stop. So for them to say, no, we are not hiring a coach until we get our GM. Okay, you got some hotshot coaching candidate. He gets an offer, Robert Saleh or somebody. Is he going to like, well, they're not hiring me because they don't have a GM yet. So I don't have a problem with that. Ideally, would rather hire the GM first for sure and let the GM decide about Matthew Stafford and not let Sports Talk Radio decide about Matthew Stafford. Although I feel like we do a pretty good job of it sometimes, you know, figuring things out.
Oh, yeah. So,
yes, of course, you'd rather have the GM first, but I don't think it's a deal stopper in my mind.
If you were to come up with a name for a book, and we heard, or a TV series, and we've heard that Chris Webber is coming up with his TV series based on the Fab Five, and we've batted around a few names. We've had some ticket texters come up with some new names and some calls. What would you name the TV series based on Chris Webber's version of the Fab Five events?
Well, I'd probably go with the title would be Fab Five. No, that would be lame. I heard your guys' timeout. You know what, I just thought of this. It is the look that Chris Webber, when he called the timeout and looked it around, and this is what that the headline should be from Chris Webber's story. Who? Me? Right? Isn't that the look?
Yes.
You see his hands up?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah.
Like, what happened with the scandal? Who? Me? What? Not me.
Dazed and confused.
What it would be. And I don't know. Who knows? Do we need another Fab Five miniseries? Do we?
No.
No.
I would just like him to one day take accountability. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't, my life will go on.
Wait, that's your head. That's the name of your series. One day, take accountability.
No, mine was No Accountability. That was the name.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going with who? Me? With his hands held upward.
Yeah.
The Tayshaun Prince look. Ooh, me?
Yes, I didn't foul anybody. All right, Woj, thank you very much. You'll be with Mr. Rieger tonight before Pistons basketball. By the way, Killian Hayes, that injury probably might keep him out for the year.
Yeah.
I know. That blows.
I was just reading about recovery. They're saying usually 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Why can't we catch a break?
What's wrong with my Pistons, man?
I know, man.
Yeah. Well, I must say we did catch a break when the officials screwing the Lions in that game Sunday. That was the
I know. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. Thank you, Woj.
Woohoo!
Wojo. Wojo. Wednesdays with Wojo, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.